My earliest memories are of music. My earliest memories are of early Stevie Wonder hits in the mid '60s, and then certainly that kind of strange changeover from the early Beatles and Herman's Hermits into psychedelia, and then the Birds and onwards. Yeah.
Who did you want to be when you were like that kid with a tennis racket in front of the mirror? Who were your heroes?
Let's see. So many. I mean, as a little kid, when I was about 12 and I first started playing, I mean, the guitarists that I loved were certainly Keith. Keith Richards was always a huge hero. Joe Perry from Aerosmith, I always thought had a very interesting style. Jeff Beck, of course, Jimmy Page.
Because you were really serious about being a musician, weren't you?
Well, I started playing in bars when I was far too young to be able to go into bars. They'd have to sneak me in the back door.
Really?
I'd play the set, and then they'd take me out the back door, come in for the next set, and then split, again, So I started playing in bars when I was about 13, 14 years old.
Yeah, because I first heard about you being a musician when I heard you play with Oasis, play some slide guitar, which is very nice slide guitar.
Oh, on the Here Now record.
Yeah. Do you remember anything from that session? Does anybody remember anything from that session? It seemed pretty hairy at the time.
It was high velocity, but I do remember the session. And in fact, Noel and I recorded most of that stuff on some island in the Grenadines. I think it was Mystique or something.
Nice.
Yeah. So Noel and I just sat around and recorded that stuff, and it ended up on the record. Yeah.
That's a nice way of recording.
Yes, it wasn't bad. Get on the roller coaster. The fair's in town today. You gotta be bad enough to beat the brave. So get on the helicopter. Born into the fray. You gotta be bad enough to beat the brave. You fade.
You play with Shane McGowan as well, and Shane is featured on this album that accompanies the Lone Ranger film. One would imagine working with Shane McGowan is quite unpredictable. Is that fair to say?
Doing anything with Shane is unpredictable, but it's beautifully unpredictable. Shane has never been accused of boring anyone. That's for sure. He's a magnificent man and species. He's a special being. And to me, one of the most important poets of the times of the 20th century. For sure.
You mentioned Keith mm-hmm. Richards,
yeah,
and obviously people have talked about your relationship with him a lot. I was kind of surprised that you weren't on stage at any of their comeback shows. Were you not asked to come and do a bit, do a slot?
No. No, it wasn't.
You can play well enough, surely.
I don't know. It's one of those things. I certainly wouldn't expect an invitation, to go and play with the Rolling Stones. The idea of even doing that, I'd melt, I'd crumble. I don't know.
Iggy Pop is someone else who features on this companion album. I guess that's got to be one of the nice things about being who you are, is the fact you can choose as a musician to go and record with these people, because you recorded a track with them in the past as well.
Yeah.
Was this soundtrack just a sort of excuse to get your friends to submit songs?
What it was was when you have a soundtrack to a film, there's that sort of big sort of booming sonic
score.
Yeah. that drags you through the film, and it's a wonderful thing. But when you can make when you can take contemporary artists and blend contemporary artists with very old material, like 9 times out of 10 on the record, it's an old, you know, public domain song, like Iggy's Sweet Betsy from Pike, which he just killed me when he did it. You know, I remember recording the track in Los Angeles and speaking to Iggy and say, okay, we're sending it out. Sent it, got it back the next day, and it was just perfection.
As quick as that?
Yeah, he went right into the studio, did it, and sent it back. And it was just, again, perfection, you know, it's Iggy.
Do you remember Sweet Betsy from Pike? Who crossed the wide prairies with her lover Ike, with 2 yoke of cattle and 1 spotted hog. A tall Shanghai rooster and an old yellow dog.
Are you tempted to do more music stuff? If the whole acting thing doesn't work out for you, I mean, you could always...
I'm always looking for something to aspire to, you know what I mean? Since it's been my first love since the age of 12, you know, it's not like I ever abandoned playing, so I've always played. It's just been and played on, you know, friends' records and stuff like that in the past. But it's been, I suppose, in the last couple of years where I guess people got hip to it and have invited me on stage or invited me to play on their album or that kind of thing. So it's something I plan on. Yeah, I'm still keep doing it for sure. As long as somebody will have me.
Who's the dream though? I mean, look, you've recorded with Patti Smith. You've recorded with, you know, all these amazing people. Whose phone number are you after?
It's incredible, you know, that I've been so lucky to play with the people I have, you know. I mean, from, you know, playing with Keith, playing with Patti, playing, you know, jamming with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Aerosmith, you know, I mean, Alice Cooper. I mean, I feel so lucky. I, you know, to ask for another would be greedy.